This is Mark Strassman, reporter with California Politics Today. We're about to speak to Deborah Berger, who's the president of the CNA, the California Nurses Association. Welcome back to California Politics Today.
Thank you very much for having me.
Now, we spoke a few months ago when Proposition 71 was about to be voted on. What was your position and the CNA position on Prop 71 at the time?
At the time, we were against Proposition 71. We had many issues surrounding the language and the implementation.
You want to briefly go into some of the points that you didn't like?
Sure. The concerns we had were, first, the funding. With the budget crisis that California is still undergoing, we felt that funding this research institute to $300 billion, I forgot how much.
$3 billion, yes.
Yeah, it seemed inappropriate given the times that we're in. We are for stem cell research, so...
Including embryonic stem cell research.
Absolutely, including embryonic stem cell research. But we felt that it was unfair to saddle the state of California with the sole burden for funding and doing the research. So that was one. And then there were also the patient protections as well, you know, how a woman is informed of her rights, and then also what happened to the woman if she had any side effects from either the drugs that they would put her on to cause hyperfertility or the procedure to harvest the eggs as well. And then the public oversight was another issue. We felt that there was too little public oversight provided in this initiative.
So there was plenty that you didn't like in the bill.
A lot.
Okay. Have you been amazed at all that some news organizations publishing in the last week were shocked to see what was in Proposition 71?
No, I don't think I was shocked at all. I think what happened was plenty of reporters were very, very busy covering the politics, and everybody's sort of gut reaction to stem cell research, you know, if they're not against it because of the destruction of the embryo, were like fully in favor of stem cell research. And I don't think a lot of them really took the time to read and understand the proposition, because it was very, very complex and took me several readings to really realize just how bad it was. And so if you just gave it a cursory review, you wouldn't necessarily see the bad language that was in it or the language that was missing, and that was equally as important, the things that weren't carefully described. And I think that there was a huge disparity in things that they absolutely wanted to pass, and they were carefully detailed and outlined, and then things that they wanted to have remain vague were very lightly touched on, and there was very little to describe some of the provisions in the initiative. So it was very difficult. So I'm not surprised that people are now finding out what they bought.
To a certain extent, wasn't part of the campaign and a lot of the votes designed to stick a sharp stick in the eye of President Bush?
No, I think some people, if they... I would really find that a hard thing to believe. I mean, I'm cynical.
So you're saying that people wanted stem cell research and they didn't look at the fine print, essentially,
right.
rather than trying to thwart his position at NIH.
I don't think people were that.
All right. And now State Senator Deborah Ortiz, who has the same first name as you do, spelled the same way, seems to have introduced SB 18, which seems to address almost all, if not all, of the issues you just raised and that other critics of the proposition have raised. What's your overall view on what she's trying to do?
Well, I think it's like trying to close the barn door after the horses have gotten out, really. The language was very clear that there was like certain periods of time where legislative action could not be taken. There was like a 9-month bar and then a 3-year bar. And so I don't know that she'll be necessarily successful, and I don't know that the governor would actually sign the legislation.
Okay.
In addition to that.
We could go into the details. Maybe, given what you just said, it's not really apropos. Have you read the bill, and are you pretty much in support of what she's trying to do there?
Well, we were in
Or is it ironic in several ways?
Well, it's ironic because if she'd have come out against the bill to begin with, it might have had a better chance of not getting passed by the voters.
You mean she supported it when it was on the ballot?
She absolutely did support it, and I can understand her position. You know, she wanted to have stem cell research. In fact, she had written legislation for stem cell research, though she hadn't financed it to the same extent that the initiative did. Hers was rather modest. It was only $300 million.
Right. And do you know whether it addressed some of these issues that arose through Proposition 71?
To tell you the truth, no. I didn't really get into reading that in such detail.
But her proposal was pretty much swept away by the Proposition 71.
No, her proposal failed in the legislature.
Oh.
And then...
When was that?
About a year ago,
okay.
2 years ago, before they had to qualify this initiative for the ballot.
Was her measure pending while they were collecting signatures?
No, it had already gone.
So she tried and failed, and then they came in after her.
Right.
Okay. And did you approach her with any of your concerns after she had endorsed it, or before she had endorsed it during the campaign?
What happened was everybody, by the time we had been able to come up with the cohesive, concise idea of why we were against it and come up with a stem cell research position paper,
right,
it had already sort of, people had already drawn their lines in the sand.
Right.
And had already sort of made up their mind, and there were a few courageous groups that actually pulled back their endorsement, but they were very few and far between.
I think the Medical Association of San Mateo County was one.
Right. They did look at it again and decided that they would pull their support for it. But the real issue is that if you look at who was supporting it, who was not supporting it, people that were very, very close to the issue, like people that had children with diabetes, people that had relatives that had Parkinson's or Alzheimer's or all these things, know what it's like to have a family member suffering daily, and it was like their last great hope, and so they weren't going to vote against it.
What was your view on that at the time, or what is it now? On whether
it's the same. It is exactly the same, and what we're saying is that they're asking people today to give up and sacrifice both their health care, drug coverage, and all of those things for the hope of a cure, and it really hasn't shown to be that much of a promise. You know, there's this all this hype about all the potential, but it's not been shown to be that last hope for people.
Have you yet seen, or are you expecting to see, or when would it become apparent that money that would otherwise be going to treat people today with existing therapies be withdrawn in order to pay off the bonds here?
That's going to happen in probably in July when they have to have the state budget put out there.
Okay.
Because they're already getting the bond structure, they're already setting up the institute, they're already doing all this, so probably come July, they're going to be starting to make budget cuts again.
Right.
Because Governor Schwarzenegger had sold the bond issue for bailing California out of its, you know, $1 billion deficit last year, and so now's going to be the time to pay up again, and there are going to be massive cuts, and that's the other consideration we had when we went into this opposing the initiative.
Okay, let's focus on the sort of the politics or the legality of what's happening here. Is it the position of CNA that because of the provisions in the initiative itself, it's going to be impossible for SB 18 to have any effect?
Well, I believe that there's a legislative bar in written right into the initiative that was passed. And from what I know of other initiatives, in order to get an initiative language changed, you have to put forward another initiative. And I think in this initiative, when they want to change anything in the initiative itself, written into that language that it had to be at least two-thirds of the legislature plus the governor's signature.
Right. In order to make the changes?
In order to make the changes, which is an even stricter standard than passing legislation as it is.
Do you think that the shortcomings in Prop 71 as passed are sufficiently significant to justify the circulation of a new initiative to overturn them?
I honestly don't know of any group that would be willing to fund that.
Right, and funding was pretty much the issue last time, wasn't it?
Right.
The proponents spent $27 million.
Right.
And how much did CNA spend?
CNA, I think, spent $5,000. The other groups that were on the alliance against Prop 71, I think the total amount we had was $30,000.
So you were pretty massively outspent.
Massively outspent.
Okay. So what's your current vision of stem cell research in California? Are you hopeful that even with all of these drawbacks that something useful might come out of this?
I am hoping that something useful will come out of this, because if it doesn't, then California has just bought the biggest caseload of snake oil that can be hoisted on a public, because they're spending $30 billion on this over the next 10 to 20 years or more.
$6 billion. Well, $3 billion will be expended and $6 billion will have to be paid back.
Yeah. And that's still assuming that they get a good interest rate as well.
So you mean it could be
if
interest
be more.
Right, cuz interest rates are at 30 40 year all-time historical lows right now.
Yeah, and if they continue to sell bonds to finance this institute, the interest rate could go up.
So it could be $10 billion to pay it back.
Could be.
All right. Any last things you want to say about where CNA stands now? Will you support Deborah Ortiz's efforts to pass a bill that may have no impact, or are you going to say it's not worth our effort?
No, I want to set up a meeting with her to talk to her about it. I've got the CNA staff working with her, so we are going to be setting up a meeting to talk. Just to find out what her ideas are and why she thinks legislation will be effective for this initiative. But then the other thing is I'm wondering why she doesn't take her concerns to the institute itself and have them follow through on her legislative recommendations.
Do you feel that would be a good way for her to proceed?
I would. I think it would, because it would be a lot faster to go through that 9 months process of setting up the institute and putting in there the patient protections instead of going through the legislature with no guarantee that the governor would even sign it.
Now, do you know if even if the Independent Citizens Oversight Committee, which will be dispersing this which will be overseeing the California Institute of Regenerative Medicine, which will be dispersing the money.
Mm-hmm.
Do they have the power to make those changes themselves, even?
It looked like they did.
Oh, so if they choose to say that the treatments will be available to the poor at no cost, or that much of the profits will come back to the taxpayers, or that the conflict of interest laws will be changed, or the informed consent, or the open meetings, or the financial disclosure,
well,
all of that, they could do that if they run within their purview?
I think that they could.
Okay.
Is it likely? I don't know.
All right.
I'm still skeptical.
Right.
And cautious.
All right. Well, maybe I'll try to ask them later this week, see what they say about it. All right. Well, thank you for telling us what you and CNA feel about this.
Okay.
And let's keep in touch as this issue progresses and see what happens.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.